Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Intuitive Coaching with Amy Radio with your host, Amy Tamman. For more information, visit intuitivecoachingwithamy.com.
Hello, welcome to the program. I hope you are doing magnificently. And I'm Amy Tamman of Intuitive Coaching with Amy. A little short show here for you today. And I don't know about you, but I have been looking at the end of the year and, to be honest with you, not feeling that excited. I feel like, oh my gosh, there's only 60 days left as of today, and there's still so much more I want to do. And so if you're feeling that way, I have a wonderful exercise so we can shift out of that place of scarcity being there's not enough time, and move in the space of feeling like the world is our oyster and there's more than enough time to do everything that we want to do. In case you're new to the program, you can find information on my services on my site. I work one-on-one with people, both in single sessions and in packages. And I have a wonderful subscription service where you receive daily intuitive messages every Monday for the week called Seeker Circle. And so if you visit my site, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com, and click Seeker Circle, you'll find information on how to join this amazing community that I tune into every week and provide readings for every day. And it's just fantastic. Think of it like a intuitive horoscope. And the feedback that I hear consistently is that the messages just come at the perfect time. It's exactly what they needed to hear. And you will be amazed that when you use these tools and the messages to really move you in the direction of your dreams, you'll create amazing results. And what's so wonderful about Seeker Circle, it is my most affordable service. You can start the first month for $5.99, and you will be so pleased with it. So pleased. It's a great service. Okay, let's talk about how you want to feel at the end of the year. So some of the questions I'd like you to look at is, take a moment today. Today is November 1st, 2016, and no matter what time and space you're listening in, I think this is an effective exercise. What did you set out to achieve at the beginning of the year? Did you set some goals for yourself? Really sit down and look at what was there. And if you've been following my program for a while, you know, I say set really specific, but only give yourself a handful of goals that you can actually do in the year. And so for me personally, I set 3, and it was wonderful to sit down with this exercise and reflect on what I had actually accomplished. And so what did you set out to achieve this year? So sit with that question. And then next, review how has the year gone so far. And if a lot of things have recently shown up for you that have been uncomfortable or not what you wanted, or you've had to deal with maybe some drama and some chaos and some hassle, do your best to separate yourself from those specific experiences and just generally overview how has the year gone for you so far. And be kind. As you reflect, be kind. And next, look at what lessons you've learned this year, because that's the whole reason why we're on this planet, is to learn some lessons. So what lessons have you learned? How have you grown? What has made you better? And then what have you actually accomplished outside of those goals? Like just things, milestones, things that you didn't think maybe were going to happen at the beginning of the year that did actually occur. Or maybe you got a promotion that was unexpected, or you put a plan in place to exercise and you've actually stuck to it. Really praise your accomplishments and appreciate everything that you've done so far this year. And then lastly, I want you to look at how do you want to feel at the end of the year. And that's the topic of this show. How do you want to feel on New Year's Eve? You're toasting your partner or your friends, or you're just hanging out with yourself. How do you want to feel? How do you want to feel? Okay, now let's let's look at what you need to do so you do, in fact, feel that way. So, yes, you have in mind that you had your goals that you set. You have the things you know you've accomplished. You have the things you know you've learned. And you've looked at how the year has gone so far. Now let's look at what still do you need to do so you can feel exactly the way you want to feel at the end of the year. So if you said you wanted to feel elated or accomplished or peaceful or fulfilled or loved or satisfied or joyful or happy, what do you need to do today to really create that experience? If you remember from the last podcast, if you're a regular listener, and if you aren't, go back and listen to that podcast, the vibration that you're holding right now today really determines your future. So this is your point of power, this moment right now. You can influence where you are on December 31st, 2016 by the choices and decisions, thoughts, behaviors, actions you take today. So what do you need to do? Is there something you need to shift in your attitude? What if there is a specific goal you're working to accomplish, what steps do you need to take? What's wonderful about the month of November is that it really does, that 11 in the November in numerology represents a door opening. And so you get to enter into this journey to really dictate how you spend the rest of the year. And I want to be clear here. I don't want you to go into perfectionism on this. There's no need for that. You do what you do, and you do it to the best of your ability, and know that you got 2017 and 2018 and 2019 to accomplish those goals. Time is on your side if you believe it's on your side. While I recognize, yes, there might be some things that you need to take care of in the immediate, get clear about what those are, but hold in your heart that all things are working out for your greater good. Sometimes we're holding our breaths, waiting for something to happen, and when what we actually need to be doing is feeling a sense of peace or joy or positivity, optimism, so that come December 31st, that's the vibration that we will be experiencing in our day-to-day life. One of the things I put here in the notes is, remember, and I've said this many times, happening to you, but instead it's happening through you. So whatever you're holding inside is what you will ultimately create in the exterior experience. So if there is a belief that you can accomplish a particular goal or that you can have the experience you wish to have on New Year's Eve, then that is what you will create, and holding that on a consistent basis. Because my thought is that people that listen to this program, you're probably pretty faithful folk, and you probably have some relationship with spirit, and you probably have been practicing on a consistent basis. But even for us regular seekers, daily seekers, we can forget that our faith really dictates our journey. So are you holding a continuous amount of faith about whatever it is that you wish to accomplish? So if your goal is to feel elated on New Year's Eve, are you holding in faith that you can feel that way? Are you feeling elated right now? So here's my quick step process on this. Number one, look over the goals that you set for the year. Number two, ask yourself, what have you achieved? What lessons have you learned? What struggles have you had? Number three, is there anything you need to release, let go, or forgive? And, you know, this has been the constant theme of 2016, is really being willing to let go of the past. And sometimes letting go of the past means not just things that happened 10 years ago. It might be letting go of something that happened 2 weeks ago or yesterday or that crazy argument you had with your partner over the weekend. Whatever it is, be willing to do the releasing and letting go and the forgiveness work. So often I'll sit with clients and they'll say, Amy, I haven't done any of that releasing stuff. But that might be the key that's keeping you from having what you want. So be willing to do some releasing work, some letting go, some forgiveness work. This is the year to get that all in. Get it off your plate. Clear out the energy. If there's any physical clutter, any emotional clutter you need to let go of, do that now and do that in the month of November. And then get really clear about how you want to feel at the end of the year. And maybe you have a visual for how you want to spend your New Year's Eve. Maybe you don't. It's not so much about what you're going to be physically doing. It's about how you'll feel inside. So no matter where you are, whether you're sitting on your couch or whether you're with your friends, you will experience that feeling on that day by envisioning it now and working in the direction of feeling that way. And then look back at your goal list. You know, you can't do a whole lot in 60 days. I want to clarify that. There is so much you can do, but I think often when I say that to folks, that we tend to pile a lot of things on our list and try to get it all in, and right? And it just creates stress and tension and chaos. I say just pick one of your goals at this point to gain some traction on. You don't have to be perfect. You don't have to reach the goal at this point, but just gain some traction so that you can end your year feeling really good about the goals that you set for yourself. So, yes, there is more than enough time. You can't do everything, though. You have to sleep and eat and take care of yourself, and that requires time and energy. And we are energetic beings, and there's only so much we can do in the 24 hours that we are given. So be mindful of the way in which you are using your energy. Now, because it is November, and it does that numerology of the month does create a doorway of opportunity, I want you to commit to taking action every single day in the direction of that goal you want to work on. Particularly, be mindful of how you want to feel. Are you consistently feeling that way? So say you want to feel happy on New Year's Eve. Then, from now until then, really make it your focus, your goal, to feel some sense of happiness every day. Same with accomplishing the goal. Do one thing towards that goal. And make a list of each of those steps. And I want to be clear, break it down into micro steps. We put so much on our plates, and then it just becomes an excuse for procrastination. And then we feel crummy about it. And then it's like this never-ending cycle. Micro steps every single day between now and the end of the year to get what you want. If you want to do extra credit work, meaning you took your micro step for the day and you still are feeling energetic after dinner, then do some more work on whatever it is that you have set out to do. But create some focus and some organization within your mind, and then you will see that things start to happen very systematically, very fluidly, and you'll feel more joy in the process, and you won't feel so alone. When you take a step, spirit takes 10, but you got to take a step. So be willing to commit to doing something every single day towards your goal. And I can't stress this enough, be kind to yourself. Incremental steps is the best way to create lasting transformation. You don't overwhelm it. Don't overwhelm yourself. Don't overwhelm your life. Don't blow your relationships out of the water because of stress. Just do a little bit every day and stay committed to that process every single day. And then as you proceed towards the end of the year, commit to using your time and energy to accomplish your goal and to feel the way you want to feel. And, of course, leave lots of room for your intuition because it'll show up and give you guidance. As you start to take steps and action on your goals, your intuition is going to start to fire. Because what's so beautiful about moving towards your goal and committing to taking steps on a day-to-day basis is that you clear out the fear that keeps you stuck. You clear out the doubt that keeps you from moving forward. And then you can really hear your intuition and spirit will just show up and show out for you. And you can have the most amazing 60 days. So remember, again, life's not happening to you, but through you. So be mindful of how you feel on the inside. And be willing to feel the way you want to feel no matter what. So if you want happiness, fight for your happiness. If you need to leave a party early, leave a party early. If you need to get some extra sleep, get some extra sleep. Do whatever it takes to create the life that you want to live come December 31st. I'm Amy Tamman. You can find me at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. And again, if you like this program, please review it on iTunes. Take care of yourself.